Hi, welcome. This is Teresa Sahi. I'm so honored that you took the time to join this call tonight. So maybe take a minute to get settled and get some pen and paper to write with and take some notes. This will be a call for about, 45, 50 minutes, something like that. And maybe turn off distractions, those social media notifications that tend to interrupt us when we're doing something really important. You might want to close the door and just, be in your space and your time that you dedicated for us being together. I really am grateful for all that are joining in here this evening. So yeah, I'm Teresa Sahi, and I will be your host for this two-day teleclass on the three most common reasons why smart, savvy, modern-day women are working really hard for their dreams and goals, but somehow continue to miss out on them for whatever reason. And it's regardless of how hard that you're working toward these desires and these goals. And often I know that is very hard. I can relate to that, and I suspect that you can too. But just a little bit about me, if this is the first time that you're meeting me. I am a women's success coach and also a law of attraction trainer. I'm the founder of Empower the Dream. Empower the Dream is my website and it's my business. And you can see the website at empowerthedream.com. But my business is about helping women to achieve their highest potential. So I offer new entrepreneur or new business type coaching. I offer coaching that's around career change or lifestyle change, relationship challenges, making some really important changes in your life that you feel it's really time to do. Life isn't working for some reason, and it's time to do something different. And sometimes doing that on your own can feel a bit challenging or overwhelming or not knowing where to start. So I had a lot of clients over the last 6 years, and there's some testimonies on my website. And there's also more information about the coaching programs and the one-on-one coaching and maybe how that can support you. So yeah, so again, the website is empowerthedream.com. And, I'm also a mom, a wife, a sister, all of those things as a woman. And I have come along my journey and can really identify myself in saying that I'm really living in my purpose. And that is because I've been through a lot of challenges, but I've also learned how to overcome those and how to get really clear on what I want. And that really inspires me to help others. We are here for a purpose. And sometimes we don't know what that is, or sometimes we think it's something, it has to be something big and bigger than life. And the truth of it is, it's often something that's just right in front of us, and we're not really seeing it, or we're not really recognizing it because we're not really clear on what gifts that we have to share. So yeah, so often it might take a boatload of courage and confidence to say, yes, I'm ready. But when you're ready to do that and you have somebody to support you, it gets easier and easier, and you learn how to take the right action that's meant for you. So, okay, enough about me. Let's just take a moment here and let's get centered. You came to this call, you set aside other things in your life, and I know it's, your lives are very busy. And so getting present will help you get the most of this time together and hopefully take away something that will help you. So you've got a busy day, I'm sure, that was going on, and other things you might want to be doing or need to be doing, but let's just get out of that headspace and thinking about all of that and just drop your energy down into your body. And just take a couple of deep breaths. Just allow yourself to relax and to connect and to expect to receive something that will help you. Even though we can't see each other here, we're all connected in some way. We might look different and have different lifestyles, but we truly all have a thread of some type of similarity. And that is, we want to be doing our best. and we want to live on purpose and have joy and freedom and success in our life, whatever that might look like for you, we have this common connection. And so it's all about us figuring out who we are and what we want and going for it. So send yourself like good positive energy and support, and send everybody in this call together support, that everybody gets what they receive here together. Okay. Thank you so much for being here. All right. So I refer to this series as Warrior Woman, Igniting Your Willpower and Claiming Your Destiny. So what is a warrior woman? Well, there are some descriptions that can indicate from history women like Joan of Arc or Queen Esther or Queen Kahina, women that were very strong and had lots of willpower and really went for what they believed in. And what these women have in common is they embody strength and courage and determination to go after what they desire and believe in. And they also embody a balance of the masculine and the feminine qualities, outer and inner strengths. The warrior woman is not merely outwardly fighting or forcing her way, but also, and more importantly, strengthening herself from the inside out. She knows herself, she knows what she wants, and she commits to her journey. She stands for the feminine core values of compassion and purpose, stability, and the right kind of connection, and so much more. Being a warrior woman, inside feels right, and yet she's often faced with external challenges out in the world. Maybe you can relate to that too as a warrior woman, and perhaps you too are facing some challenges on how to make what you really desire, what you really want to happen, what you're working really hard for to come to fruition. It's getting really tired of doing it all on your own and feeling that you're just spinning your wheels, one foot on the brake and one foot on the gas, right? As modern day women, we are doing our best and we actually are raising the bar all the time on what we can accomplish and what we have accomplished. Many of us have started our own business, which is no small feat in itself, for sure. I can tell you it's quite a journey to learn how to be really confident in what you want to offer out there. And doing, you know, even if you are doing something like that, I know it takes a lot of courage. And if you're not doing it, but maybe you feel a little inkling that you want to explore it, I encourage you to do it, to look a little closer. Sometimes we get to a place of where we don't feel fulfilled in our life and, you know, with our job, or just something's missing, and maybe it's something that you need to express in a different way. So yeah, we live in a very fast-paced world, and sometimes we find ourselves not having the time to do what we want, you know, bettering our personal relationships or moving to another city or another state or another home, just moving to somewhere that maybe we feel more inspired to be. Or what about traveling? Or what about taking better care of ourselves, of our body and our mind and our spirit? Yes, trying to do it all, it can feel very daunting at times. And, you know, we get so busy and trying to do so much in a day that we might even experience a little bit of a low-grade anxiety type feeling, trying to do it all and make it all happen. But the modern-day warrior woman is not just doing more, although that is what we feel we must do to make the life happen that we want. But really, she needs to be inner focused first instead of outer focused, which means physically doing and doing and doing. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Something different than just me suggesting that you go out there and do something more, but rather to go a little bit deeper into exploring more about yourself and why maybe what you're already doing is not working. Certainly we need to do things to make things happen, physically do things, but when we're coming from a place that we're not quite aligned with it, we're just, again, spinning our wheels and it's not quite working. So that's what we're going to explore, the inner part of ourselves that is just as much as part of the big game as anything that you can do out in the world. So three common reasons why you may be missing out on what you are desperately trying to achieve is the topic of the agenda for tonight. If you can truly claim your destiny, what would that look like for you? If you were to ignite all of your willpower, what would that be like? What would be the description of you if you were claiming it and living within what you want to achieve? Well, perhaps you would no longer be giving away your choices or your power to others. Perhaps you would know that your true power does not come from outside of you, not from other people, places, or things, but it really does come from within. And perhaps igniting your own willpower will occur when you are crystal clear on what you really want. And with that said, maybe then you will only take the external actions based on this knowledge. Being consumed with others, what they think is best for you, is possibly repressing your own desires and even your fears of that. And then you lose what will that you need to stand on your own. So you must know what you want. It's really the first step. And I always say this on every program and every client I work with, we have to get crystal clear. So with that said, I guess it reminds me that as I'm preparing for this program that it's also worth saying that about this time every year, and I'm doing it again this summer, I offer a boot camp, or it's kind of like a reboot. And it's about going deeper into achieving the goals that maybe you started in the first of the year. Some big juicy goals. We always kind of get really inspired to do this and that. And then time goes on, we get busy and we lose our momentum, or we forget what we set out to do, or we get lost on how to do it and time takes over. And before you know it, here it's June. And we start feeling like, oh gosh, half the year is all gone already. And what was it that I was trying to do? We either don't remember, or perhaps we never even started. But when it comes to the end of the year, we often feel like we didn't accomplish what we know that we could have had we had more clarity, maybe some more support, maybe if we knew a little bit better steps on how to get there. So anyway, so that boot camp will start soon. And so that might be something you're interested in. But the reason I was mentioning it here is, the more we do the inner work, the more it helps to accomplish those other goals. And so doing this would actually even support you if you wanted to take part in that program. So we'll talk more about that later on. Okay, but right now, you likely have some knowing of what you're wanting to accomplish. You've joined this call for a reason. You know, something is missing and something is, you know, could feel frustrating to you, right? And I'm sure you're making awesome strides toward it, but maybe not getting the results that you were hoping to achieve. Or perhaps you're just feeling stuck and not knowing what to do next. So we'll go into that. There are some common areas that tend to block our progress. And as I mentioned, you know, common areas that we're talking about are the areas within ourselves that we don't always look at as close, or we don't always pay as much attention to, or we just keep pushing it aside because we get too busy on the outside trying to do things. The first one I want to talk about is your story. Our self story begins with our sense of our own personal value, our own personal worth, our own personal strength. That's what gives us this grounding of ourselves, a grounding of who we are. You know, think of yourself as an energetic being. We're actually energetic beings before we are human beings. This is why we sense a connection to something bigger outside of ourselves, our divine connection, perhaps. It's this current of feeling. You know, we all have feelings, and so this feeling is our energy, a feeling that runs through us all the time, every moment of every day, and gives us our sense of security, or maybe lack of security in some cases. You know, our energetic being is what connects us to everything in the universe. Quantum physics is part of the energy of the universe. Everything is made of energy. And so as an energy current, who we are first, when we are feeling grounded into something strong and solid, our energy runs smooth. Things seem to flow to us easier. We feel a sense of belonging, knowing who we are, where we're going. Even if nothing is working on the outside, we still have a sense of knowing and of our worth, and that we can make it happen. We understand that things kind of flow with an ebb and tide of the world. It's like the ocean has that ebb and flow, right? Things change, but we're always grounded. When we are ungrounded and we experience, we may experience surges and crashes of our energy, highs and lows, and getting burnt out. You know, even some dramatic explosions can even happen from time to time. And think of a tree just like every other living thing, us and every animal and plant and everything on our in our world is all made up of energy. But a tree has roots that it goes down into the earth and it grows out into the earth and stretches, and the roots get really big and they really hold on to the earth. It's like their balancing rod. And the roots get nourished from the ground, feeding from the water that seeps into the ground and from the nourishment from the soil. And it's what gives it life and helps it to sprout its branches, grow leaves, perhaps grow fruits, and to reach up higher and higher to the sky and stand really tall. That's how we can be. When we learn to balance ourselves too, we have the ability to survive in the world. We can trust ourselves more and we feel safe and held and we become very resilient. Most of us, and certainly women, believe in order to be safe, we have to send our roots to something maybe that's not permanent. For example, to our partners, our children, even our youth, we let that be our grounding. Like we're only, you know, feel good when we're young, but as we age, we maybe lose a sense of that. So it's not permanent, right? We're changing all the time. Maybe we only have a sense of our grounding with our job, that gives us our grounding cord. Well, these are all external, non-permanent things. We define ourselves and our sense of worth by others often. And that's not always permanent either. Now, this connection is certainly important, the connection to others. And that is what we're, you know, part of our femininity, or for anybody, it's to have connection to other people. It's why we're all here. We wouldn't survive would it not be for each other. So, Buffy, we definitely need that. So we need this connection. But if that is the only roots that we have, the connection out there, then we tend to lose a sense of ourselves. It's not uncommon if this happens. It happened to me. I've certainly felt it before, and likely you felt it. Perhaps that could be one of our first paths, connecting to others. You know, but if it doesn't lead us into finding way back to ourselves, then we're planting our roots that could be non-permanent. So this is a chance to take notice if you're sensing that your only self-definition or your only roots is wrapped up in roles such as a mother or a spouse or a wife or a businesswoman or a daughter, then maybe it's time to expand a little bit fuller into the version of the full expression of you, the warrior woman that you are here to be, meant to be. You can call it the queen, the goddess. It's the true woman inside of you, the true person that you are in all of your glory, knowing all of you and not having to depend on other to define you. So maybe just take a moment and reflect on your own self-definition. Where is your true source of energy and stability grounded? Is it grounded in others? Is it grounded only in the definition that you're a mother or that you have this certain job title? Or do you have a really strong sense of you, knowing who you are? It's important not to anchor to the specifics of life that will change, but to the permanent places like your own self-love, your own connection to who you are, and connection to the divine. When we anchor our roots to something outside of us, we never feel completely stable. To become a balanced, rooted warrior woman, a woman of confidence, true inner strength, a woman with strong sense of faith and security, it might be necessary to do a little house cleaning. Energetic house cleaning is what I mean. And one very potent place to start this house cleaning could be by releasing old stories. That brings me where I was starting on this part of it. Number one, your story. Stories of who you are that no longer serve you, no longer serve your growth, in fact, maybe holding you in a reality of them far too long and preventing you from achieving more and advancing your life forward, which would include not receiving that which you're working very hard to achieve. As I ventured into what I call my most profound journey, which was my spiritual journey, which started at the end of my second marriage, I began to notice the impact of my words and what they had on my relationship with myself. At this time, it was also when I was felt led to leave a long and successful corporate career and into, you know, creating my own business. So there was a lot happening at that time, changing my career, on a spiritual journey, trying to reconnect to myself. Why did my marriage end? Why does this career feel like it's not working? And during all of this, I had, you know, through time and through exploration, I had this epiphany. I realized my story was not a factual collection of words about my life, but instead a heavy anchor that I was dragging along behind me. So what I mean by that, and to explain a little bit, is we all have a history. We all come from somewhere. We all identify with, you know, family or our lifestyle and as a young person. And my story was about my lifestyle was about going to a, as a young girl, I would go to a different school every year up until high school. So as a young girl, I was always the new girl. I was always trying to make friends again, walking into a classroom and not knowing anybody and having all eyes on me and holding my head down and being shy and not knowing what to say. And the reason this was happening is quite interesting, I guess, and different from my life, I guess. And you know, at the time my mother was married to her second husband, and which is who I really felt mostly connected to as my father. My real father, I wasn't. He was gone when I was very, very, very young. Didn't know him very well. So anyway, so she was married to him, and it turns out, and I didn't know this until later in life, but he was also married to another woman and had other children, and he would often leave unexpectedly and go visit them. And he would also leave because he was also, as it turned out, we didn't know later, my mom didn't know until much later, that he was in the mafia. So, unbeknownst to any of us, we were often moving for these reasons. He would also move us all the time, all over different states, all the time. So I've lived in a lot of different cities and states, for sure. But that's why I always was going to a different school. So I always had to learn, you know, to be strong. Strong for my mom, for when he was gone, not knowing what was going on. But she was often sad. And strong for myself, for being, had to like get out there and do it again and be the new girl and make friends again and start over again. So, you know, I kind of grew up into my teenage years and older as carrying this around. And my story made me feel sorry for myself. Why can't I have just a stable life and friends and one home to come home to and talk about and just feel connected and sense of community and family and friends and like my friends had? So I felt sorry for myself and that I had to always prove myself or do it all alone. I couldn't depend on another. And of course, that certainly had to carry over into my marriages. And I didn't really realize that at the time. But this epiphany helped me to realize that, you know, my father figures affected maybe how I trusted or felt about my marriage and my husband relationships, right? And also as a corporate successful woman, which I did, you know, I've done quite well. But I also did feel alone, like it was a struggle where I would drive to work in tears. I had to kind of like go there and fight. And then I started thinking, was I self-generating this feeling of being alone? Maybe. And even as a new entrepreneur, it felt even more alone because then I was doing it alone and it felt a little bit daunting. You know, I do believe that my past has also given me a certain level of strength, and it did, and I did learn how to overcome many obstacles. But there came a time to reframe this story because it was no longer serving where I was growing into and to who I really wanted to become. You know, what we tell ourselves and even what we tell others, but most importantly, what we tell ourselves is those private talks and things that we just say nobody else maybe knows. They tend to hold us in a mentality of just that for as long as we keep playing that same story. Always hard, always alone, cannot trust others, things like that. Is that making some sense to you? So I now choose to see my story as one of uniqueness and adventure, of, you know, adventurous life, and it's making me who I am today, a strong, powerful, empathetic, and understanding woman. I'm very proud of my accomplishments, and I no longer am ashamed or embarrassed of where I came from. So I didn't always tell that story outwardly, and I would only hide it to myself and just feel ashamed, and things were hard for me. So yeah, now I have two stories. And of course, they are all just from my own perspective, right? But, and, you know, just as all of ours are. But I'm choosing to reframe it within me, one that feels most alignment to who I am now, and who I want to be going forward. I want to create more from the unique, smart, determined believer of myself that I can do anything and I am supported. And I don't have to do it all alone. And I could see it all around me, but I just wasn't seeing it before. Maybe I was pushing it away. So I am an empathetic, understanding and woman, and I can relate to others and their journey along this way too. That feels much more empowering than to be a victim of poor me type of mentality. I learned that everything we experience is from how we feel and think about ourselves. It's part of what I learned through Law of Attraction. We create what we think and feel. And everything in our life shows up as an example of that. So I had some hard lessons to learn. But when I reframed my story, it got easier and easier. So just when things aren't working for you. It's not saying, you know, you have to have a bad story, but perhaps there is something that you're saying to yourself about yourself for whatever reason that's not serving you. What are the words and feelings of that? And what is it generating? If you tapped into that, what could that be generating in your everyday life, into what you're trying to accomplish? Could it be holding you back in some way? What components of it can be impacting your life today that may be holding you back and expressing what you're here to express and what you're here to accomplish, and the relationships that you're having, your career, your new business perhaps, even your health? Is it one of a victim, or can you transform that instead of it being a limiting story to be an empowering story? Each word we choose about ourselves can hold a vibration of results. It can be of healing, peace, love, and success, or it can be victimization, poor me, fear, hiding, drama, procrastination, not good enough, you know, dot, 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 fill in the blank, right? So, you know, I maybe challenge you or encourage you to write out your story. Maybe a story that you've been carrying around too long that you didn't even know that you were carrying around. What is the story that you say about yourself, even in your private talk, right? What is it? Write it out and then look at it with fresh eyes. You know, from a different perspective, like outside of yourself. Wow, really, is that what I've been saying to myself? Is that really what I think about myself or what I can do or have or where I came from? Or am I embarrassed about my life and still hiding and resisting growth and afraid to just own it and see it in a different way of how it could have helped me? Awareness leads to understanding and clarity of what is and isn't working. Clarity also leads to taking responsibility to transform old patterns and habits into new ones, more empowering ones. Responsibility leads to releasing blame and guilt or shame. When we release these, we are also free to choose with a newfound energy and newfound roots of ourselves, so that we're not looking for others to hold on to define us, but roots that we can anchor to deeper within ourselves and more grounded to who we are, and embody a newfound creation for ourselves and for our life, and see different results start to show up because of it. I promise you they will happen. So, you know, our stories can also be inspiring stories. You know, I have a story about meeting my now husband in Africa. And had I not went through releasing some of the old stories of not being supported or not trusting in my intuition or not believing in myself or not just being, you know, gutsy and know I can do anything, would I even have got on a plane and went to Africa by myself? But I did. And lo and behold, there was my soulmate that I met there. Didn't know that was going to happen. It was a wonderful surprise. So that's a great story. So some stories are very empowering, but that story happened because I let go of the other one. So yeah, it's awesome, right? And maybe you can take this away and work on this a little bit later. If you're making notes, yeah, you might want to come back to it. But it's something that I promise you can just kind of, it might even unfold slowly. It may not be you figured it all out one time. And I kind of doubt that you will. Usually it takes time to really unfold all of that. But just be open to that journey of learning more about yourself. Okay, let's move on. So we're going to move on to common reason number two, why you may be stuck or not getting what you want. We continue to deep dive into ourselves. This topic is commitment. So let me just pause for one moment and take a sip. Okay, so yeah, commitment. So here's a little, I don't know, if I guess it's a poem of some sort. Let me read it to you. I found this recently. It goes like this. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give in. Don't ever stop trying. Don't ever sell out. And if you find yourself succumbing to any of the above for a brief moment, pick yourself up, brush yourself off, whisper a prayer, and start where you left off. But never, ever give up. Pretty cute, huh? That is by Rochelle Goodrich. So most women know all about commitment, right? We commit to hiding or exaggerating our flaws, trying to make others happy or comfortable at the expense of our own happiness and comfort, supporting other people's dreams at the expense of our own dreams, or criticizing ourselves and others at every turn. We commit to who we think we should be rather than committing to meeting ourselves right where we are. We commit to seeing ourselves through other people's eyes, engaging our self-worth on their acceptance, rather than just witnessing our own unique beauty and strength and owning it. We commit to being nice rather than being real. We commit to being right rather than being vulnerable. And when people in our lives don't behave the way we think they should, we might sulk and mope around. Or worse yet, we get even and go into drama even. We justify our emotional outburst as bad behavior based on the actions of others. And so doing, we often act in the same manner as the person who set us off in the first place. When we give others the power to push our emotional buttons, we become their slaves, often without even realizing it. The problem is, we are the only ones that suffer. So commitment to you is about closing the gap between self-rejection and true acceptance and thinking and being, wishing and becoming who you're meant to be. This commitment that I'm talking about to ourself, it shows us that, you know, there's no hidden treasure or savior outside of ourselves. Truthfully, we are the treasure and we are the ones we've been searching for. We are the knight in shining armor for ourselves. Yep, we are the ones that we've been waiting for. Your commitment to this idea, this activation, is really where your power lies. When your words, thoughts, and actions foster self-abuse, self-judgment, about negative things about yourself, and you're using your power against yourself. This type of emotional, mental, and physical denial can take many forms, like saying yes when you mean to say no, or being in a relationship that doesn't nourish you, or thinking and believing thoughts that drain your energy and your enthusiasm, or eating food that aren't good for you or not healthy for your body. Commitment to your true, authentic warrior woman self is the beginning of a lifelong journey of living in authenticity. So yeah, I had to work on releasing my, old habits of thinking and things like, I need to make sure everyone likes me, or I need to be saved, or nobody helps me. Nobody's there for me. Nobody's there to support me. Things like that. And I've been amazed at the times by how deeply these patterns have been woven through my being. Kind of like layers of an onion. You know, there is more to be peeled back. And each peeling, sometimes I'd go into kicking and screaming and resisting it or crying. But every time I came back, and when I was willing to look within and say grateful for every experience, every obstacle, and every learning that I had, because I've learned to use everything that arises in my field of awareness as a tool to discover who I truly am and grounding more into the roots of me. So the keystone to committing to yourself is very simple. Learn to love who you are and all your flaws. Sounds easier said than done, I know. And it can be, you know, difficult. But the more you work in this direction, the better off you are. You commit to yourself at the same extent that you're willing to release the past of any ideas that are holding on to you, the things that you think or that you should be different about. Commit to moving past those as much as maybe you've committed to saying those things to yourself. That's what I had to realize. I had to keep working past them instead of keep falling back on the old story. Our deepest healing occurs when we learn to be our own best friend, companion, and cheerleader. Yes, we need to be our own cheerleader for sure. And when we do this, when we do commit to ourselves, yeah, so it doesn't, you know, mean that we don't face challenges and, you know, those emotions that I say, you know, can come up and kicking and screaming at times. Doesn't mean all the problems go away instantly, but over time, things just magically start to change into this perfect person that we've been judging ourselves for not being. We start to really like ourselves, know ourselves. It's walking a path. It's being in the process. One that starts with the commitment to empower ourselves and continue to ask ourselves questions that help us to continue to recommit when the challenges arrive. Each time we recommit, we go back into it, overcome a challenge, we become stronger, aligning ourselves, our energetic core to ourselves, our authenticity, our personal power, our confidence and courage strengthen. And that is all part of the results that we're getting. It doesn't seem sometimes that it's possible, but who we're being is the most important thing to achieving our big dream. We're achieving who we are. It just shows up in physical form one way or another. So that leads us to talking about our power. What is this definition of power? What are the definitions of power that we might be holding on to? In our world today, as you as well know, power is often defined by often how we look, how much money we make, what size we are, how old we are, who we're dating or who we're even married to, and the progress that we've made in our career or our business. Sure, many of us have kind of experienced that in one way or another. And as women, we've also tend to worry a lot about how others see our body or how they're judging us and constantly asking ourselves, are we pretty enough, thin enough, something enough? Same goes for all of us, for, you know, men and women. When it comes to money and social status, we can even slip into fear or jealousy around others who shine their light bright, right? Or we may feel a sense of being threatened by them because we're not confident in who we are. But from a warrior woman perspective and from that point of view, power is defined differently. Power is not sought after from outside of ourselves, but rather patiently, consistently cultivated from within. Power has nothing to do with money, fame, or outside appearances, but our connection to self, to knowing I am enough. And those are very powerful words I'm saying to you. I am enough. I am is very divine words. And in spiritual teaching, it's the words of God. And however you want to think of God is okay, but it's the highest power. So I am enough is giving ourselves that strength of where we came from. You might want to write that on your mirror or on your phone or somewhere where you can see it enough often and say it to yourself. Plant it in your brain. I am enough. You cannot go wrong by saying that. It is your personal power. And it's time to remind yourself, teach yourself, let yourself know that. Truthfully, powerful people are the ones who have the strongest connection to their internal resources. Certainly outside in the world, we are beckoned constantly to buy more, to stay young, to be in a relationship, to climb the corporate ladder, to have children, to be sexy one moment and to be even a virgin the next, to be people pleasers, to do more, more, and more of something. But our authentic self beckons us also to know who we, to know that we are worthy, to know that we are good and capable and beautiful. I strongly, strongly encourage you to face any of this, the power that's maybe limiting you, you're giving away to others or believing it's external power, and clear away any of those commitments that you have in that direction, that you have that's not serving your spirit, your higher being. But to reclaim you, allow your inner beauty to shine through and stop comparing or competing with other women, with others. You are just as good. We all are. And to stop dimming your light and thinking that you are not worthy and you're voiceless and powerless. It's time to be honest of your definition of power. So ask yourself, if you're really being honest about your definition of your power, is it external or is it internal? Do you look for others to define you? Do you look for, you have to have more to be powerful? You have to have that job status. You have to have this money or this date or this man or this woman or this body. Or do you know who you are and believe in yourself and believe that you're a divine, miraculous being and you can do anything? And you have a positive story of yourself and your power source is rooted deep within you. To be committed to yourself first and foremost. You cannot be successful, truly abundant, and in love with joy and life and peace if you are committed to external ways of being. Committed as in that's what you truly believe in. Whether you realize it or not, there's a belief going on. So look at that belief. Maybe today you will find new courage and begin to unweave any tangled webs of limitation, of unlimiting beliefs, or harmful judgments of yourself. Today could be that day for you that prevent you from having what you really want and to allowing your light to shine bright. Become aware of what you're holding back, become aware of what is holding you back. Committing to yourself is a process that really happens in layers. Yes, like we talked about before, it means saying yes to all of you, to say yes to yourself first, both the parts that you love and even the parts that you hate, or, you know, not hate, but maybe you dislike, or I wish I didn't have that, or wish I had that. Commit to a new power for you, not defined by look, size, age, history, where you came from, or by others. When you can let go of who you wish you were, you reclaim to the power of who you really are, and you magnetize more of that goodness back to you. And the barriers to what you desire begin to crumble. You're not getting what you want. I don't recommend to go out there and do more, make more phone calls, change the way you look, go on another dating site. I recommend that you look within first and what you're attaching your power to, what your story is about, and see if you can find out something more about you that can be reframed and transformed. New opportunities show up. You say yes to the right things, no to the things that don't feel right, and you feel okay saying no. You gain a new image of yourself, of your life, that energetically, it just pulls you forward naturally. You feel more in flow of your life. It just starts to happen. Things start to show up that you've been searching and seeking and working towards, instead of forcing and fighting and kicking and pushing. A warrior woman is not about external force. There's time to get out there and do something, right? But you first need to look within. Otherwise, you're just exhausting yourself because it won't happen if you're not in alignment to that with what you want. That's our two common areas I wanted to share with tonight. On our next call, we'll talk about the third one, and I'll also go more into the boot camp that I referred to before. You can also see that at empowerthedream.com/warrior-woman-bootcamp. I'll talk more about that and give you some more insight and how you can take the third one, which is Claim Your Destiny, takes all this that we've talked to together to another level that will surely, hopefully, help you to achieving what you want and to get you further down the path to get more clarity in your life and about yourself and to feel more personal power about who you are and what you're meant to have. I really enjoyed sharing this with you. I hope that you got something that you can take away with you. And I will bid you goodbye on this call and look forward to being with you again real soon. Thank you so much for being here. Bye-bye.